Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
And Joe at RTE.ie. 2 years ago, we were talking to a young man, Luke O'Brien from Limerick, who had been the victim of a horrific attack. And for various reasons, the issue didn't want to go public at that stage because it was a court case. The man who attacked Luke got 2 years in prison. There was a road to that in terms of a sentence which was originally suspended. Then it was reviewed by the Court of Criminal Appeal and that gave him 2 years. But there's been a development which we discovered over Facebook and spoke to Luke again in the last couple of weeks. Luke O'Brien, Luke, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you keeping, Joe?
And how are you? You've discovered in the last 2 weeks. What did you discover, Luke?
Basically, in the last, it's only about a week, I'd say, week and a half now, I figured out that the Department of Justice has completely failed at their job. And personally speaking, I think that they're putting prisoners ahead of victims, because he's been released from jail now after 8 months.
So he was eventually sentenced to 2 years. Because the Court of Criminal Appeal said the original verdict was quashed of a suspended sentence. Then he was given 2 years by the court, but he hasn't even served the 2 years.
No, he served 33% of that. 8 months out of the 24.
And how many times were you stabbed?
I was stabbed 13 times, but according to the files from the hospital, it was six. They obviously messed that up for that department as well.
You were stabbed 13 times by this man.
13, yeah.
And where did he attack you? In the torso, in the leg? Where did he?
So he started on my torso. I have three on my back, or four on my back, sorry. I had one on my finger, one on my eye, and six on the head, on the scalp.
My God.
Yeah.
And how did you... Okay, you're taken... Do you want to give us the background to what, like, did he ever apologise? Did he ever show any remorse? Did he...
There was remorse, apparently, showed in court. And that was in March, I'm pretty sure, of 2019. And that was the first time I heard anything from him.
Yeah. But you and Jason Moore, you knew each other before the attack, before he decided to inflict his horrific injuries on you.
Yeah, we grew up together and then we were in some sort of relationship, but not even a relationship as such. We were just seeing each other.
Yeah.
So yeah, he knew who I was.
And it just, did the encounter begin amicably and he turned on you?
What happened was he actually lured me out. He texted me on a fake Snapchat account to come out and talk about us and what had gone on and stuff like that. And that was the premise I was brought out under. And unfortunately, it didn't go that way. It ended up in him stabbing me and attacking me and beating me, basically, within an inch of my life.
Yeah. And you were taken to hospital, obviously, and...
Yes, I was taken to hospital.
And how long were you in hospital for, Luke?
I only ended up staying for over 3 days.
Yeah.
And then I flew to England, to family in England, for the Christmas break.
Yeah.
Because it happened the 18th of December, which was a week before Christmas.
Exactly a week. And when was Jason Moore apprehended?
I'm pretty sure he was apprehended the night of, because it happened... at 1 a.m. So he was apprehended later into the early hours of the morning.
And when he was attacking you, what did he say? If anything?
Oh, there was a few things, you know, and it was basically just threats of, you know, you did this and this is why you're going to pay. And, you know, I begged for my life. I said, think of your mother, you know, and put her in my mother's place right now. What if I don't go back to her? You know, and he said, shut up, Bobby, do that. Kind of struck a nerve, you know.
Yeah.
And he basically, as I finally got away from him and managed to fight off of him, he screamed at me off the road as he chased me that if I told anyone about it, then I'd know. And that was all he said. So it was kind of a half-ended threat.
Yeah. And do you think, I don't know where you got that resolve from and that idea, which, Luke, it's incredible. Do you think when you said to him, think of your mother, think of my mother if I die, do you think that saved your life?
I don't think so. I think that I'll take responsibility and I'll 100% stand and say that I fought myself.
Okay.
You know, I've managed to get him off of me and tackle him for the knife and get the knife away. You know, and I managed to just make a run for it when I saw the opportunity.
Yeah.
So it was myself that saved myself.
Okay. Well, and Luke, when did you discover he was out of prison so soon after the sentence?
It was Tuesday evening. I got a message from my mother, actually. And a few people had seen him around the town. So it was kind of a hearsay, word of mouth thing at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was confirmed because I had more people texting me, kind of being like, he's out, you know. And then I had to personally take it on me to go and ring guards and stuff like to figure out exactly what had happened,
okay.
Which I still don't know.
And who do you ring? I don't know. Who do you ring, the prosecuting guard or?
I rang the prosecuting guard, yes. I rang the station to absolutely no avail, no help at all. I was basically told that they weren't told either from the prison, so It was kind of down to the prison then. And I got in contact with them, and what they did was packed me to the victim liaison officer for the prisons of Ireland.
Okay.
And then I finally found out kind of what his conditions were and stuff like that. But
And what are, do you know them or do you want to tell us them as far as you know?
As far as I know, what I was told by the victim liaison was that he has to stay out of all licensed premises. So, pubs, nightclubs.
Well, there's none of them open, so that isn't. No nightclubs open,
yeah. Yeah, but even kind of off licenses and stuff like that. So that's one of the very low ones. The other thing is he has to do 2 days of unpaid work a week, which is community service, I'm guessing.
Hmm.
And other than that, there's nothing because due to coronavirus, usually he'd have to go and
sign on or whatever. Yeah. And is you said the number of your acquaintances saw him, so he is living in the same area.
Yes, I'm not living in that area. It happened in Waterford,
okay.
And I'm living in Limerick now for college, luckily. But I still have family, friends. I still go down back home to visit and stuff. You know who it is.
And Luke, what was? Can you describe the psychological, the horrific physical attacks? What, 13 stab wounds, but the psychological impact of that afterwards?
It's crazy. I wouldn't even say to this day that I know all of the psychological impacts it's had, because I'm still nearly 4 years down the line trying to fight this myself. You know, and trying to figure out everything in it. So it took a major toll on me personally. Mm. I was in and out of counselling, was trying to do my leaving cert and get through college and stuff, you know. So it's been a difficult nearly 4 years, but I've been trying my best.
Oh, I'm so sorry what you've gone through. I really am. It's horrific. Absolutely horrific.
Yeah.
And what are you studying, Luke?
I'm studying accounting and finance at the University of Limerick.
Oh, God, you picked a tough subject there.
Yeah,
accountancy, fair play.
Yeah.
And are you online or what way has it been done in Limerick? It's offline, surely. It's online, sorry.
Yes, it's all online at the minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And by the way, you mentioned your mother. How is your mother?
When she's doing okay.
Yeah, when she heard this news.
She's shocked. She's just as shocked as me. I've been contacting a million different people and trying to get it heard by, you know, TDs and ministers and stuff. So she's been there helping me every step of the way.
And you have enough burdens now after what you have gone through.
Mm-hmm.
But I presume, am I putting words in your mouth when I say he should serve the majority of that sentence.
Yeah, we were told initially that it wasn't likely he'd serve the full 2 years. It would probably be at least 18 months.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
so that's a year and a half. But then, you know, that just completely went out the window. And there's been 10 more months knocked off of that, you know.
Okay. Okay. Luke, stay well as best you can. Thanks for speaking out. And I see as well that Patrick O'Connell covered it in the Sunday World, with that incredible photograph of the injuries. This was the aftermath. This was obviously a good time afterwards, the injuries that you sustained. He was in court. Was his family in court, Luke? I'm very struck by that thing you said. Listen, Jason, think of my mother, think of your mother. If I've to die, were any of his family there, do you know?
They were, yeah.
And I'm sure they I'm sure they were distressed.
Oh yeah, his mother and his girlfriend were there, and they were completely distressed.
Yeah, okay. But again, you were the victim. You were the victim.
Yeah, exactly. And they haven't kind of looked at that either. His family. So,
okay.
You know, it's kind of almost I'm the attacker and he's the victim to them.
Okay, and just it happened in Dungarvan, because that's the Jason Moore we're talking about, and it was covered, I'm told, as well, and he was helped us today getting some background detail. Darren Skelton of the wonderful newspaper, the Waterford News and Star. Above all, Luke, stay well. I hope the studies continue to go well. I hope your recovery continues apace, but I'm sorry that this has been visited on you, that you should discover, and visited on you and your family, by the way. I'm very conscious of your mum and your extended family. Trauma, this ongoing trauma. Luke, thanks indeed, and stay well in these difficult times, made even more difficult by this news that the man who stabbed you so many times served 8 months in prison, which is about a fortnight for every stab wound you had, believe it or not, which is an awful way to put it. Luke's thanks again and stay well. That's Luke O'Brien. Thank you, Luke.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.